Oh, hey, sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was just wiping the cream out of my body, out of all my nooks and crannies.
Mate, let's be real.
You got creamed the worst.
I was going to say we've both gone home to have a shower. we are no longer covered in cream.
No, but it's a picture of the imagination. You'll understand it a bit more as you listen to the show. Cream does get thrown at Jessica and myself. And
for look, a good cause.
Yes, and a lot of people say, oh, I hate, like, say if you get a cream pie to the face, you go, oh, I hate to get it in my ears. I hate to get it in my mouth. I hate to get it, blah, blah, blah. Jess, you got it in the worst place, and I'd never even expected it to be something that'd be like, ugh.
If you're eating right now, I need you to put whatever you're eating down.
In your mouth.
Don't.
Put it in your mouth.
Cream between my toes. Ugh.
We got a winner. We got a winner for the day.
Like, it's gone now and I can still feel it. I can still feel it between my toes.
Yeah,
I've got post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Let's not make light of something that's serious because you got cream in your toesies.
But
today was a very special show. We were very happy to be involved with National Headspace Day, making an appropriate response to mental health here in Australia.
Absolutely. One in four young Australians are dealing with mental health issues. So super important show this morning. We talked about different ways that you can make sure you maintain mental health. But we also had a bit of fun.
Yep, as we always do. So enjoy the show.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live at Rosebery, Queensland, out the front here in Gladstone for Headspace Day.
Yes, at the new location on Dawson Road. Yep. We are so excited to be here. Headspace Day, such an important day. We'll get to a little bit of why throughout the show.
Absolutely. We are here. The sun is kind of out.
Yeah.
The sun is kind
if
of
those
here.
Those clouds would just like go away.
Just shift off.
I would really enjoy that.
We are really, really, really happy to be involved today. Feeling really welcomed by the team at Headspace, really welcomed by the team at Rosebery, Queensland.
Both rocking the green Headspace shirts.
Is it so annoying that this shirt does amazing things for my eyes?
If you'd stop saying
no,
that.
No, but you tell me with honesty. Look me in the eyes and say it doesn't do things for me.
It does. It does
do things for my eyes.
I hate saying that because if you wanna, don't need a bigger head.
Look, there's many different reasons you can come down here today if you're swinging by the Dawson Highway. There's a breakfast being put on, heaps of goodies that Headspace are putting out. Also, my beautiful eyes. There's three important things for you.
Less important than Tim's beautiful eyes. I see they've got little buckets of slime.
Like the goop.
Yeah.
I remember the goop from when I was a child. Well, if you want to come down, play with a bit of goop and have a bit of a party with us this morning, get your breakfast on the way to work. Get on down to the front of the new building at Rosebery, Queensland on Dawson Highway. Up next, we are going to be chatting about Headspace Day and what it actually means.
Yes, and how you can make sure your mental health is at its tip-top shape.
That's right. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim and Jess here live at the front of Rosebery, Queensland for Headspace Day.
Yeah, and Headspace Day is National Day of Support for Mental Health and the Wellbeing of Young Australians.
Yep.
Super important.
Headspace Day, well, every day is Headspace Day, essentially, and they want to encourage young Australians to learn some simple tips to build their mental health and well-being, because it is one of the most important things about your health.
Absolutely. Look, a lot of people think, all right, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to eat healthy.
Yes.
I'm going to go to the gym. But there's so much more to it than just, like, being physically healthy.
Well, the thing is, if you can get a healthy mindset, that can lead on to being more healthy in your lifestyle, having a healthier body, because you're feeling more confident in yourself. Be like, yes, I want to go to the gym. I want to eat better. I want to be doing this. I want to be making sure I'm spending enough time on me and taking care of myself.
Now, a third of young Australians, this is a very high statistic.
Yeah.
One third of young Australians are currently reporting high or very high levels of psychological distress. Now, there's ways that you can get around that and make sure you're doing enough for your mental health every single day.
It's the highest in young Australians as well. So young Australians are the ones that are dealing with this the most. And it doesn't mean that obviously if you're an older Australian, you're absolutely not facing this, but it is definitely something that is facing Australia's younger population.
So some things that you can do to make sure your mental health is really super strong. Eat well is the first thing.
Absolutely.
Get enough sleep.
Sleep is so important. And I for one, can say I'm a terrible sleeper, and it's something I've been working on for years.
It can affect your entire mood and your entire mental health space. You want to cut back on alcohol and other drugs.
Of course.
And of course, you need to stay active.
Staying active is very, very important.
The big thing that I think stands out for me on Headspace Day is finding something that is your passion.
And that is honestly one of the trickiest things, because you don't, sometimes you don't know what your passions are going to be. So as long as you're trying new things, getting out there, it's such a healthy way.
Find something that you love doing every single day. Maybe you love drawing. Maybe you love running. Maybe you love going for a swim. Find something that makes you feel incredible every single day and go and do it.
Check in on your family. Check in on your friends. Those ones that mean a lot to you. We're going to be talking about Headspace Day all morning today. So make sure you are listening out. We're going to be trying to share as much as we can for you today.
Yeah, and come down and see the crew from Headspace. If you want to have a chat this morning, you can grab some breakfast. The guys are ready already here. They've set up a few balloons. It's going to be a bit of a party.
Get on down here to the front of the brand new Rosebery Queensland building on Dawson Highway in Gladstone. It's Tim and Jess on Hits AQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Live out the front of Rosebery Queensland on Dawson Highway in Gladstone for National Headspace Day.
Yeah, and look, usually a current affair, you'd say, is probably well known for
crap journalism. Sorry, did I say that onto the microphone? I apologise.
I was more thinking like dodgy tradies or bad neighbours. Like, they're the traditional stories they go for, right?
Mm.
The honey badger. Was
it's a well-known animal in the United States and Africa.
Nick Cummins was the highlight story this weekend.
Really?
Current affair followed him to Papua New Guinea.
What, like Port Moresby?
After the Bachelor finale, they wanted to get answers for Australia.
For breaking a girl's heart, they chased a man overseas.
And it's great. They gave him the full current affair treatment, rocking up to the pool.
Sure.
And trying to get some, they got some footage of him. I'll show you a picture right now. Of him in the pool, having a chat to some ladies. And they're like, oh, look at this. The 24 ladies on The Bachelor, not good enough for him, but look at this girl.
All right, calm down.
They actually cornered him as well as he was about to go up to his hotel room.
You know what the best thing is? When ACA approaches people, and I could be wrong here, they say, sorry to bother you, and then directly bother them.
Yes. That's basically what they did. So they went up to him and said, have you got anything to say to the girls?
What did he say?
He stood there awkwardly, turned his back to them and went into the lift. And they were like, classic, the current affair. We're like, oh, well, he doesn't want to talk to us. He knows he's done wrong.
Oh, okay.
Right. Really? I mean, the bloke he was on holiday. Let him go on his holiday.
I just think, look, yes, all right. A lot of people are super unhappy with what he did.
Yeah.
But it's not the worst thing in the world. There's crimes going
on. Honestly, I've been thinking about it a lot because I haven't got a lot of things to do at the moment.
No.
I think that he honestly has done the right thing. He wasn't into any of the girls.
Oh, and good on him. So it's just taking you a week to finally come around to my side.
Yeah, I was
this.
Pretty angry.
Yeah.
For like a long time.
You were just following all the tweets, all the angry tweets about it. I think that is, that's crap journalism. Chasing someone from a reality show about why I didn't pick a girl. Like,
that's a current
they go,
thing.
Tradies that are breaking the law, supermarket hijacks that no one can afford, and now Nick Cummins in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea.
They'll do one in like a 5 years' time. Nick Cummins, where is he now? He'll still be single.
Still be in Port Moresby.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland and Great Keppel Island has been solved.
I know. This is, exclamation.
Tentatively.
Asterisk. there was talk a few months and weeks ago about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, well, not Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency investment in the island, but that seems to have not gone the way. And I believe it's a Malaysian company?
It's a Singapore.
Singapore, sorry. That's offensive.
An agreement has now been reached with documents still to be signed, an exchange between a buyer in Singapore, and they're purchasing a pretty significant part of Great Keppel Island.
Well,
we're going to see some beachfront hotels, villas, shops, marinas. It's going to be massive.
I absolutely think it. And it is good for business. Obviously, it's good for tourism, but like the ferries that go over there, obviously they're going to benefit from this, so they can include a higher rate of travelling over to the island, and obviously getting over to the island is going to be a lot easier and actually things to do there. It's great already, but it's just going to improve, hopefully.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a big development. It still needs to be fully approved for the island, including 250 room beachfront hotel.
Wow.
300 luxury apartments and 285 luxury villas. It's
interesting.
Going to be massive.
It is going to be massing. It's going to be interesting to see how people are feeling that it was bought internationally.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's
pretty common
these days. But look, if they're bringing money back to Central Queensland, I'm happy.
Fair enough. But if it's going to increase tourism and the money coming into the region, then sure, let's get it on.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ, and we are testing volume here at the radio station this morning. Very important.
Yeah, who's louder, Tim or Jess? We're finally going to figure it out with a bit of an analog test.
Yeah, so we did a decibel reader yesterday, and it was inconclusive. We were both coming in around the same, and obviously a lot of people associate you, Jess, with being very, very loud overall.
Especially the man I've got next to me right now. His name is Nathan.
He is
the resident old man of our office, the sales manager.
He has worked in music for most of his life, so his ears are shot. What we are doing is you are standing 50 metres away from myself right now.
Did we measure this out, or is that...
It's loosely 50. You're standing under a light pole, so we're getting a lot of feedback, which is just cracking radio.
Apologies.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
What we're going to do now is I'm going to yell a phrase, and if he can clearly understand it, and then you're going to do the same, whoever he can clearly understand the most...
Yep.
Is the winner.
He can't hear you right now, so if you just tell everyone else what you're going to be screaming.
So I'm going to be saying, how good is music?
Perfect.
All right. I'm going to put the microphone away so I don't ruin everyone's morning.
In a sec. You tell us what
he
said.
How good is music?
How good is managing?
What did he say?
How good is managing was his guess.
No. All right. Nathan, you got to run this way now because
we're sending Nathan to Tim now so that I can do my test.
50-meter jog. All right, so Jess.
While Nathan is running, I will be saying to Nathan, egg and bacon makes me awaken.
Egg and bacon makes me awaken. All right.
I will be screaming that on Dawson Road, so if you are driving past on the highway.
This is a super scientific experience.
Okay.
Oh, wait, someone needs to turn down the radio because he's just going to hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
Kira, can you turn down the radio, please? Thank you. One of our members of the staff here. All right. So, Jess, you move the microphone away from you. Remember that?
Egg and bacon makes me awake.
Yeah!
Oh, no. He's got it. He's got it. Don't run. Don't run. You've torn your ACL. I guess that confirms it, Jess.
Yep.
You are the loudest.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not shocking results, but I am a bit disappointed in myself. We got it close. Instead of, I was saying how good is music, not how good is managing. He disagrees.
I mean, his first mistake was thinking you would give him a compliment.
Yes, absolutely. Jess, groundbreaking news. Jess is the loudest. It's Tim and Jess here scientifically on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy, looking dapper as ever on yet another red carpet yesterday. Dean?
G'day, guys. You know what? Yesterday was one of the highlights of my year, actually. I covered the red carpet for Fox 8. Of course, you can stream the American Music Awards on Foxtel today. It all went down in the DM and in the hood and downtown LA. Let me tell you that. First of all, J-Lo cleared the carpet when she turned up. Taylor Swift, Cardi B rocked the stage, Post Malone rocked the stage. Camila Cabello won one of the major awards of the night as the new artist. But it really was Taylor Swift's night where she took home all four of the categories that she was nominated for. She won Best Artist, Best Tour. Well, you would. She made $191 million in the last 6 months. She took home Best Pop Album and Best Pop Rock Female. It was incredible.
Turns out Taylor Swift still has massive pull in Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely. And Dean, we heard you got the most exclusive but also quickest chat with Mr. Post Malone.
Yeah, look, he had a new haircut and a new friend in me on the red carpet. Here we are with Post Malone giving us a lowdown on when he's coming back to Australia.
How are you, man?
When are you coming to visit us?
Hey, hopefully soon again. Yes.
Wow, what an extended interview there, Dean.
did his hair look as bad in person does on Instagram? Or?
His hair looks better in person. He is very, very sweet, though. He's very, very kind.
He's a very nice man.
For the 2 seconds that I was with him.
Well, we appreciate your hard work and those long days, Dean. We don't know how you do it, but keep at it, mate. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
As always, you can check out all the photos from the red carpet and all the news stories from the AMAs at hit.com.au.
Up next, we want to talk about the best tricks your siblings played on you over the years, because they can get nasty.
If you've got a brother, if you've got a sister, you've had a trick played on you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
But right now, we want to talk about siblings.
Siblings, indeed.
If you grew up with a brother or a sister, maybe both, or maybe several...
You would have, at one point or another, had a trick played on you, guaranteed.
Yes, absolutely. It's not nice at the time, but you look back as adults as them being fond memories.
Yeah,
character-building moments.
Me and my brother, my sister is 6 years younger than me.
Did she miss out on a lot of the sibling?
No, because me and my brother would just bully her.
Oh,
she was the one who copped it more than anyone else.
Well, it's just, in a family situation, it's when you mess with each other, I feel like that's a very Australian and normal thing.
Absolutely. And look, the reason I want to talk about this is because one of the girls from my footy team, she mentioned a little trick her sister used to play on her.
Okay.
And I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. And I never would have been smart enough to do this. So when she was little, her sister told her that the bigger the coin, the more it was worth.
Oh, no.
So she would say, if you make my bed, I'll swap you this big 50-cent coin for a little $2. So she made her bed, and she paid her $1.50 to do so.
So it's not, she's not paying $1.50 for someone to make a bed.
And
she's
that is
being
genius.
Paid, and someone is making her bed.
She's paying $1.50 to make someone else's bed.
See, I would be like, all right, well, here's a 5-cent coin. So that's my brain immediately.
But a 5-cent coin's smaller.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying the smaller.
The bigger the coin.
Yeah, so she would say, oh, give me like the 5-cent coin.
Then
you're down.
See, I'm not
45
smart enough
cents.
To come up with something so clever with the trick.
Yeah,
and my brother used to just teach my sister swear words and let her get in trouble with mum.
Sounds like a really stable family. But it is interesting.
Did you ever trick your sister?
Oh, I have an older sister, so she tried a lot to trick me.
Right.
But I was the bit of the worst.
Yeah, you're a bit crafty.
You know, it's like if I was in a boxing match, I wouldn't fight for knockouts, I would fight dirty.
Oh, okay.
I would be Conor McGregor. I would pinch the knees, put fingers in the ears, that kind of stuff.
I know, you do it to me every day in the office.
There's literally too many examples to think of because I was a little bit of a troublemaker as a child with my sister.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. What's the best trick you've ever played on a sibling?
Sibling tricks.
Yes.
Sibling tricks. What is the best trick you've ever played on your sibling? Give us a call. It's 13, 12, 16. We have been asking, what's the best trick you've played on a sibling? And before we go to the phones, we've got Shay, one of the team members here at Headspace Gladstone. Now, Shay, what's the worst trick you've ever played on a sibling?
So my sister, she was going through a One Direction phase.
We all did.
And for Christmas, she got the One Direction concert tour.
Sure.
As in the tickets to the concert tour or the...
Just the DVD.
The
DVD. And at the time, she had a really loud sound system attached to her TV. So the whole neighbourhood was having a One Direction concert. And I went outside and asked my dad which one of these switches turns off the power to her room.
Just to her room.
Yep. Let's go to the power board and shut it all down. Now, that's definitely a good sibling trick. We've had Sarah from Gracemere. Sorry, Shay.
She then came outside in a huff. I'd bolted and sat on the couch, and she went and tackled Dad on the front
lawn. Tackled Dad!
She saw Dad outside. She came back in, and she's just like, did you hear what Dad did to me? And I'm like...
Yeah.
He showed me which one turns off the power to your room.
No, I would have just thrown Dad on the
list. That's Dad. Bloody Dad.
Dad's the worst.
At it again. We've had Sarah from Gracemere call through on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, what's the best trick you've ever played on a sibling?
Okay, my brother put a book on like the bookshelf, and it was like a book about adoption. Like our mum is a psychologist. And it was
classic
a book about
adoption prank.
Yeah, it was a book about adoption, but he'd like written in the front page, one day, like, you'll find out, blah, blah, blah. And then he like put the book like just a little bit out of the bookshelf. So it was like.
So it stands out.
So it was sticking out a little bit. Yeah, and I picked it up and I was like, ha ha, I told you that you were adopted. And then I opened the book. And I started reading it, and it was, like, addressed to me.
Oh, my God.
Surely it wouldn't be addressed in a letter if that was the way you were going to tell someone they were adopted.
Yeah, I think it was, like, my auntie had written it for my mum or something. It was, like, but I was, like, fully giving it to him. I was, like, ha-ha, I told you that you were always adopted. And then as I was reading it, I was, like, hang on a minute. Wait, what?
I love a classic adoption prank.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's so good.
Gotcha, good. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, buddy.
See, adoption tricks are always the best.
Yeah, of course.
We got a message through on our Instagram, just search for Hit CQ, and they said that before your sibling knows how to read, write out adoption papers that they can't read.
No, the adoption papers, I don't recommend
so
it.
Good.
No, we do not recommend any of these. Be kind to your family.
My sister Natalie, I'm sending some adoption
papers. No, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Tim and Jess's Pressure Test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep.
The Pressure Test is here and Amy from Rockhampton is playing this morning. Amy, are you feeling good?
A little bit.
That's good enough in my opinion. You know the drill. If you get all 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, then the trip to Heron Island is yours.
Good
How's
luck,
that
Amy.
Sound?
We really want to get you there.
Thank you.
All right, your time starts now.
Ivanka Trump is the daughter of which man?
Donald Trump.
Down, down, prices are down is a slogan from which supermarket?
Coal.
Fred Durst is the lead singer from the band Limp What?
Biscuit.
Is the Nullarbor located in the north or south of Australia?
The south.
Which Aussie singer released the songs Pop a Bottle, Can I Get a Moment and This Ain't Love?
Jessica Malloy.
Meg, Stewie and Chris are brothers and sisters on which cartoon TV show?
Family Guy.
What country are the band Kings of Leon from?
Australia.
In the alphabet, what comes after the letter E?
F.
What does the U in USB stand for?
Pass.
What is the name of the new song by Lauv and Julie? We've hit a minute.
Amy, you got everything right except for one question.
Oh.
Yeah, Kings of Leon are from the United States of America, and you did pass on one that you didn't answer, actually.
The U in USB stands for Universal.
Oh.
You did
You'll
so
never
well,
look at
though,
USB
mate.
The same way again.
No, yeah. That's a shame. But, Amy, we really appreciate you playing, mate.
Thank you. See you guys.
No worries. If you want to be just like Amy and your chance to win a holiday to Heron Island, make sure you're listening every day after 8 a.m. for the Pressure Test. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
No, there's too many smiles around for my liking.
This is a lot more less threatening in my head than it is right now. You can check us out live on Instagram right now. We've got a bunch of cream pies in front of us.
It's a threatening amount of people.
For Headspace Day.
We're clearing our heads. Cameraman's here.
Okay,
that's always
we've
good.
We've got a whole bunch of people in front of us. Yep. Make sure you watch this on Instagram so that we can make it.
The whole purpose of this is to clear
Why
our
are you
heads.
Covering...
Because I don't trust anybody here. the whole point is to clear our
They're
heads here at Headspace
your manhood,
Day.
Tim. They're going for your face. We've got safety goggles on, so do not try this at home.
No.
If you want to come down and throw a pie, I don't know if there's any left. Shall we just do it?
Yeah, all right.
Tim first.
Yeah.
Oh. Or do you want to do it?
Just go both. Okay. Double slather.
Three,
all right, here we go.
Two, one. I have so many regrets.
That's okay. Anyway, no, that's all right. All right. Is your head feeling pretty clear?
I'm covered in cream.
Yeah.
Very, very clear
in my
head space.
I feel like I didn't get anything on my face. I'll fix that.
We still have to do a half an hour of the show.
40 minutes of the show. Anyway, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Let's have a shower.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ this morning, still live at Rosebery, Queensland for Headspace Day. Our heads are feeling very clear after getting a good pieing from some kids in high school and the guys at Headspace here. Clearing our heads.
Our
I've been zapped.
Absolutely covered in cream. But that's not what we want to talk about. You can still come down until 9 o'clock and grab a free breakfast thanks to Headspace and Rosebery, Queensland. But we want to talk about a bloke who is parking this week. He's parking his BMW.
Divided the internet is what he's done.
Yes. And divided car spaces.
Literally.
So he's parked his BMW across two parking spots. And initially when this person took a photo of this mystery driver, he was angry.
Because the BMW in two spots, that's not okay.
How dare you? Upon closer inspection, though, turns out the BMW had purchased two tickets. So the car was parked across two spots. He paid for two tickets. Is it fair play? Or is it still not okay that he took up two spots?
Essentially, what you're asking in the most polite, full, and respectful way, is this a bit of a dick move?
Is it? This is what we're asking.
I think he's in the right. I know it's not the greatest thing to do, but technically, if it's a paid spot and he's paid for two tickets, then feel free to do so, champ.
Yeah, a lot of people very divided on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just search for Hit CQ. One person said he paid. Same as if you paid for two seats on a plane, spread out.
Yep, absolutely.
Another person said it's not okay. However, I can clearly see both other cars are over the lines, which is interesting if you look closely. Both of the other cars are over the line, so he probably couldn't have parked in either spot either.
It's a tricky situation. So what we need to know on 13, 12, 16, if you saw this, is this okay or not? It's a little bit of a dick move.
Yeah. If you're parked across two spots and you pay for both spots, is it okay?
Tim and Jess, give us a call 13, 12, 16 on Hit CQ.
And we're talking about a bloke who's taken up two parking spots, paid for both of those spots. Is it okay? Or is it still a bit of a rude move?
Just, it's a bit of a dick move, mate. It's okay.
Really?
Yes. I just think, look, if it was a situation maybe where you didn't have to pay, that's a different question. But I'm purely focusing. I'm trying to put all of my attention on the fact that it's paid parking because he's literally paying the price for the two tickets.
Sue on our Facebook page, just search for Hit Central Queensland, said, as someone who's sick of disrespectful morons who can't park, jamming their car door into my vehicle.
Oh, wow.
I totally agree with this person paying for and using two.
Absolutely.
Totally fine.
I guess if you're in that position in your life where you can pay for $50 for a 20-minute park, good on you. We've had Joey call through on 13, 12, 16 from Rocky. Now, Joey, given all this, what do you think? Is this a little bit of a dick move?
110% dick.
Really?
But he's paid for both spots, so technically it's like two cars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still selfish because you're still blocking someone else from coming in. Like, see the greatest scheme of play it here.
If it was a free space where you didn't have to pay for the ticket, I would go, sure, absolutely not a great thing to do. But the fact that he's paid for the ticket, technically, in the purchases compared to services, he's in the right.
We get it. You've got a BMW. You've got a lot of money. Who cares, right?
Do you think that Joey, he is probably going to get a lot of notes on his car if he does this?
Yeah, see, 100%. If you're somebody looking for a spot, you hate him. But if you're someone from the council, you kind of love him because you're getting double the money.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're offering him his free spot, like, forever. Like, this is your two spots for life now.
Yeah, it's a life deal.
But you still have to pay for it.
And you're a bit of a dick, but that's okay. Anyway, we appreciate your call, Joey.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
You too, champion.
Lee on our Facebook post said, possibly the most thoughtful thing a BMW driver has ever done.
I mean, on the money.
Props to the bloke.
Yeah, it's Tim and Jess on NCQ.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.